Good morning and welcome back to the Dump the Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning, a great day, and maybe a cup of coffee. And weather update, it's getting better. There's less wind, less storms up here now in the north of England, so that's great. And we went out early to get a cup of coffee, like a takeaway espresso, which was really beautiful, excellent, good Italian taste. So we're going to talk about the beginning today of Canto 14. So we're moving on in the journey, and we still kind of had this really, like, Canto 13 made a huge, it left a huge mark, like an imprint. Like, it's a really, it stands out as a well-made, important canto, like a real gem in the journey. Also a big threshold and this little mountaintop feeling that once you get on top of that one, you really come to a new place. And it also has this, all these side effects, or kind of this general reorientation almost, like in your own mind, which is very just fruitful, inspiring, refreshing, and just a great great experience. So we're going to keep them moving, and now we have the beginning of Canto 14. So this is going to be the last about 85 verse lines of the sun. So we had already four cantos, and this is kind of a bit like more or less like half another canto. So it starts, this is a lot easier stuff in the beginning. So it starts with dal centro al cerchio e si dal cerchio al centro, meaning from the center to the circle, and yes, from the circle into the center. Muovesi l'acqua in un ritondo vaso, moves itself water in a round vase. Secondo che è percosso fuori o dentro, following or as a consequence, if it is moved from, or like shaken from outside or from inside. So this refers to the dynamic in the sun here, that so far, like the like you can think of the water here as spiritual wisdom. So the spiritual wisdom from the these two circles of the blessed souls have been flowing from the circle into the center, into the pilgrim, and also into us, kind of then, like where we are standing, like receiving all of this. And now the spiritual wisdom is going outwards, because now Beatrice is coming back for the first time in almost four cantos. She's a little bit present in the beginning of Canto 10, more like that when the pilgrim starts having these visions of divinity as we're now entering the sun, the illumination in itself. There's a phrase there when he is forgetting Beatrice altogether, and then when he kind of wakes up a bit from this vision, he looks at her, and then she is just happy. There's like, she doesn't, you know, as a symbol of your inner spiritual life in this case. It's just like that he gets lost in the divine is just a good thing. And then kind of he comes back to it. But anyways, Beatrice is not mentioned after that for almost four cantos. But now she's coming back, in a sense, reorienting ourselves and grounding ourselves in our own spiritual center life again. So, and you can also say that this movement of the water, like, first, like inwards and then outwards, it's a way of calming your brain as well. Just like imagining and feeling this sense of just water, kind of, you know, ripples in water outwards and then inwards. It's just like it's a way of stabilizing your mind as well. And then it continues. Nella mia mente fe subito caso questo che io dico, sì come si tacque la gloriosa vita di Tommaso. So meaning, In my mind, in my head, it was immediately the case, this which I am saying, meaning this, the water now going from the center and outwards. Si come si tacque la gloriosa vita, meaning yes, as it was silenced, the glorious life of Saint Thomas. He often refers to the souls as the life of Saint Thomas, or like he says earlier, like the life of Saint Bonaventure is speaking, meaning, but also vita is a broader concept than life in that sense. Vita is kind of the vitality, the life force in itself of Tommaso that has been speaking so far. Per la similitudine che nacque del suo parlare, as the similarity that was born of his talk, e di quel di Beatrice and that of Beatrice, a cui si cominciar dopo lui piacque, of which it began after him in pleasantness. Like it pleased her to start talking after St. Thomas had talked and then was quiet. So those are the first three verses, and then Beatrice is now, so she's back and she starts speaking and says, a costui fa mestieri e non vi dice né con la voce né pensando ancora d'un altro vero andare alla radice. So you can see here you have these three rhymes with now dice e radice, and before is Beatrice. It's also funny because sometimes you can look at this in like just like at one of the countless additional aspects. It's like Beatrice dice radice. So Beatrice says the roots. And the meaning of the tercet is that she is talking to the 24 souls here and saying that, well, to this person, make yourselves craftspeople. And to what he is not saying with the voice and has not yet even thought about, we need to go to the root of another truth. An altro vero andare alla radice. So to another truth, we have to go to the root to explain to the pilgrim something that he has not yet even thought about. It's also funny because now this is a Beatrice here as the inner spiritual life is taking kind of full control here and just moves along. So you can think of this, or you can ponder this, like, what does this say about the growth of the spirit, of the soul of the pilgrim after these four cantos in the sun and after this vision in the sky, the vision of the Trinity, and then learning about discerning truths and just getting a little bit familiar as the first step of the chariot with the two wheels. Like, what is the effects on his own inner spiritual life? And then you might connect this to, well, now it's suddenly taking control and does and starts moving along. So Beatrice is not even waiting for him. Earlier, sometimes she has said, and other souls have told the pilgrim, like, it's important that you verbalize your question, that you think it through and then you actually articulate it, so you engage in it in a deeper sense. But at this point, Beatrice says, no, she just says, well, he's going to come to him soon. These thoughts or questions or doubts are going to come to him soon, but let's just like speed ahead and start answering it already. And then she says, diteli se la luce onde sinfiora vostra sostanza. So tell him if the light from whence it is in flourishing your substance, meaning like the divine light in their spirits and their spiritual light, that is like if the light from which that comes and flourishes their souls, rimarrà con voi eternalmente sì come è ora, will remain with you eternally as it is now. In other words, she is telling the 24 souls, like, tell to the pilgrim, if the light that is the source of your blessed light now will stay with you eternally. E se rimane, dite come, poiché sarete visibile rifatti, esser porrà che al veder non vi noi. So there are kind of two parts to this question, this topic here, as she continues with, and if this full splendor light of your souls now is indeed then will remain with you eternally, then when you are remade visible, meaning when you are resurrected materially, when your bodies are resurrected and your soul and your body is then again reunified, esser però che al veder non vi noi, meaning that will not then this light damage your sight? Like, to see this, will it not harm you then when you are resurrected, like rebodified, remade visible? So the question is, like, there are some hidden things in this last part of the two-part question, which is, like, we are now at the fourth level in Paradiso, and the intensity of the spiritual light is much stronger than what you could endure with your earthly eyes. Like, within the usual limitations and capacities of we as kind of in our earthly sense can endure. This is partly why the pilgrim is transhumanized, as he says, trashumanar in the first canto. So we're in a state here where he can endure a lot more light. So this is perhaps also another aspect of this question, that he's wondering at the level he's at now, like, also because the pilgrim knows that he's coming back into the earthly. He's making this journey before, like, while he still lives in the earthly. So there might be like an underlying question, like, will this, how will this work if he keeps growing spiritually and then he comes back? Like, will it kind of break the sight, break the whole earthly living boundaries if he gets too much of this? Perhaps that could be an aspect of it, but in a more concrete way, it's more like he's curious. What will happen? Will you keep this light forever also when you resurrect it? And will it not then damage your sight? There's a metaphor in itself. So those are the first six terses. We're going to get back to the answers for this in the coming episodes. So it's a quite a calm opening in a sense. It's more like implied or derivative, like the things you can ponder. For example, why is this question appearing here? What can you infer from this topic in itself? Also, just to put one last idea about that, is that in Canto 13 is the first time he sees the divinity, he sees God directly in this vision of the North Star. And then he sees the Trinity and this source of light and this overflowing light that fills the entirety of the creation of the spiritual and the earthly, as then the Son, and then as a Father, Son, and then also the love that interweaves everything. So this has given us both like a focal point for the first time for the whole journey, and then also some detail into what's actually in the center of that North Star, that source of being and the final destination. So what we're getting to here is that earlier in the journey is more about trying to absorb everything, and he's kind of catching up with all these experiences that he doesn't understand. He's almost blinded, like when he, in the beginning, when he talks with Picarda and meets the first blessed souls. It's just too much for the pilgrim, and he needs time to digest, absorb it. He needs some help from Beatrice. At this point, we're kind of moving way ahead of all of this. And then, especially like in the narrative form, that now we are stepping kind of several steps forward and saying like, well, but if this, then what will happen then? And in the future, when they are then resurrected, like, how will that future scenario look like in, for a very spiritual question? So that might be some of this, like the shift that is now happening as the whole journey is moving towards a focal point instead of outwards into kind of a diffuse infinite heaven. So that's all we wanted to say in this one. It's about 15 minutes. It's a calm and nice and pleasant start. It's also nice to have Beatrice back as kind of our guide in Paradiso. And it also kind of recenters yourself a little bit, like, more inside of yourself, your own soul, after these very expansive new insights from the sun so far. So with that, hope you're still having a great morning, and maybe a good cup of coffee, also maybe a great weather today. And we'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.